Yes, I am. Thank you very much indeed, Jonathan. Well, Dvorak, our current composer of the week here on Radio 3, as you've just heard, was a huge hit with audiences in England, not least at the Birmingham Festival, where his Stabat Mater was first performed in 1884, his cantata The Spectre's Bride the following year. And those successes prompted the festival committee to ask Dvorak to compose a large-scale choral work for them. He struggled to find both the time and a subject. Finally, the owner of the publishing company Novello suggested a Requiem Mass. It was first performed in Birmingham in 1891, and that's the work we hear live on Radio 3 this evening. Music we don't get to hear all that often, despite its very fine qualities. Hello and welcome to the Barbican Concert Hall, where the four soloists are Katerina Knezhikova, soprano, Catherine Wynne Rogers, mezzo-soprano, replacing an indisposed Jennifer Johnston, Richard Samek, tenor, and James Platt, bass, with the BBC Symphony Chorus and Orchestra and their conductor laureate, Jerzy Bielohlavek. Commissioned to write it, Dvorak didn't compose his Requiem out of any sense of personal loss. But unlike Verdi, whose dramatically theatrical Requiem had been such a success some 16 years before, Dvorak had a strong and simple Catholic faith, which sustained him throughout his life. He was confident he'd succeeded in finding his own solution to the difficulties in a Requiem of setting a large-scale text in a series of arias and choruses. He wrote to a friend, "I am convinced and hope, indeed I'm certain, that I have succeeded in taking a step or more forward by comparison with the Stabat Mater or any other of my larger works." Jerzy Bielohlavek clearly loves Dvorak's Requiem.
It's very sincere music. And despite that it's such a serious and dark subject, there is incredible amount of the most glorious and beautiful, charming and comforting music with melodic beauty and richness of harmonies. His belief you can feel in every phrase, every moment of the piece. And I think that's exactly what is so moving, because you feel and you know with absolute certainty that there is no fake feeling, that it's really the music which pours from his heart and from the depth of his soul.
Jerzy Bielohlavek. Well, in his Requiem, Dvorak makes extensive use of a four-note motif, first heard at the very beginning, which acts as a kind of remembrance of death. It appears at various moments in the work as if to remind listeners the fundamental purpose of a Requiem is as a meditation on death and what comes after. And the motif is also cleverly transformed to become part of the musical texture, unifying the whole work on a profound level. You won't hear the theatricality of Verdi in this work, and Dvorak's vision is much more spacious and measured, overall meditative. But there are certainly grandly dramatic and stormy moments, particularly in the six movements that set the words of the terrifying Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, poem. Well, it's a sea of black on the Barbican stage, the serried ranks of the symphony chorus behind the orchestra, and here comes the leader of that orchestra, Stephen Bryant.